Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
So Mike, you've lived in Taiwan for a long time, right?
I have.
How long has it been now?
Ooh, many, many years.
Yeah, I'm up on 8.5 years
wow.
in Taiwan now.
Okay.
How strange would it be to return home and go back to living in our own home countries?
That would be unusual. We have friends probably, I know
family,
I do,
yes.
friends and family, I mean, but friends from here
mm-hmm.
who moved back to Canada or the UK or America. And yeah, it's an adjustment after you've lived away for
yeah.
so long or had so many interesting experiences in another part of the world, moving back to your home country does sort of feel strange, like you're putting on old clothes
yeah,
that don't fit anymore.
You actually get reverse culture shock.
Right.
You get culture shock when you travel and live abroad for a time.
Mm-hmm.
You get it in reverse when you go home.
Canadians are so weird.
Don't worry, it's not just us.
They don't eat chodofu.
Why?
What is
craziness?
Wrong with these people?
So today's article is about a guy and some people who
mm-hmm.
return home in very difficult circumstances
yeah.
and how they deal with that. Let's read through and find out more about them.
Reading.
Billy Lin's long halftime walk. In Iraq, 19-year-old U.S. Army private Billy Lin and his fellow members of Bravo Squad were part of a fierce battle. Now, back on home soil, they're trying to get back to normal. Their struggle is the focus of the new movie, Billy Lin's Long Halftime Walk. For the time being, Billy and the other soldiers are attempting to adjust to being back home in the U.S. It's hard to do when everything around them seems anything but ordinary. There's talk of a movie deal about the battle they've just been through. They'll even be on the field during the halftime show of a big Thanksgiving Day football game. With the media constantly following them during their victory tour, the men struggle to deal with all the attention. What's more, when the tour is over, they'll ship straight back to the war. The film comes packed with star power, starring Vin Diesel, Chris Tucker, Kristen Stewart, and more. This surefire blockbuster is directed by the famous An Lee. Follow his dramatic story in theaters this November.
Okay, so our article begins explaining about this story. It says, in Iraq, 19-year-old U.S. Army private Billy Lin and his fellow members of Bravo Squad were part of a fierce battle. Now, here we give him the title private, okay? A private is just a soldier of the lowest rank, basically an ordinary soldier, not an officer, he's not in charge of anything, just a regular soldier. For example, the film Saving Private Ryan is a war film about American soldiers in World War II, and Private Ryan is the soldier.
That's right. If you join the Army, the first position you'll have, if you're not an officer, is
mm-hmm.
a private.
Yep.
And basically, you have to do what anyone else tells you to do. We also saw the adjective there, fellow, his fellow soldiers. Fellow is spelled F-E-L-L-O-W. Now, when we use this word as an adjective, fellow basically means someone who shares a job, a role, a position, something similar to you. So, for example, you could talk about your classmates as fellow students.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk about people in your company as fellow workers
yes.
or co-workers. All right, so that means they're kind of on an equal level with you, or at least they share something that you share, the workspace
mm-hmm.
or the school or something like that. For example, Gary gets on well with all his fellow students.
Okay, and these fellow soldiers were part
mm-hmm.
of a squad.
Ah, yes.
A squad is a group of soldiers who always work closely together and have the same officer. Now, I looked this up, and a squad is usually 8 to 12 men,
mm-hmm.
and they're led by an officer called a sergeant. Okay, so that's your squad. For example, the sergeant told his squad to occupy the building and make sure it was safe. Now, his squad, they were in a fierce battle.
That's right. Fierce, this adjective is spelled F-I-E-R-C-E. Fierce means something that is very violent. It usually involves a lot of people attacking or trying to hurt other ones. You could see a fierce lion maybe chasing after an animal in Africa. Or you can see two people on TV have a fierce boxing match. They're both trying really hard to beat the other guy up to win the fight, but they're not like, that hurts. No, they're really going for it, using all their physical power and maybe looking angry at the same time. Fierce involves power, aggression, and the ability to hurt or damage people or things. For example, the ship was stuck in a fierce storm. Now, the storm isn't angry, but it's very powerful and it can damage things very easily.
Okay, so the article says now, back on home soil, back home, there, this Billy Lynn and his friends, his soldiers, they're trying to get back to normal.
Wow.
Now, back to normal is usually got the verb get or be in front of it. That everything is back to normal, or we need to get back to normal. And it means to return things to the way they were before they were changed, or go back to how things usually are. And it's often implied to mean get back to when things were good or better than they are now.
Right.
For example, after a really busy week at work, things are finally back to normal.
Interesting. Now the article continues and says their struggle, the struggle of the soldiers to get back home and get back to normal. This is the focus of the new movie, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. It's a long title for a movie, but there you go. Halftime. Now this term halftime is used in the title as an adjective, a halftime walk. We can also use it as a noun. It's halftime. It's basically the middle of a game. When the players take a break after two periods of basketball or the first half of a soccer game or something like that, there'll be halftime. Often the break is a little bit longer than any other breaks that they will take. The players might change sides on the field.
Yeah, they'll need to restart with another kickoff or
a throw-up or
something.
And if you have a really big game like the Super Bowl, they'll even have a little concert and some entertainment during halftime. But basically, it's the middle of some kind of sports event or game.
Okay, now the article continues and says, for the time being, Billy and the other soldiers are attempting to adjust to being back home in the U.S.
Okay.
So for the time being is a phrase that means for now, for the moment, or until things change. Okay. For example, the students are studying Japanese history for the time being. So in history class, they're reading about Japanese history for now. It may change later.
It's a temporary situation. And the soldiers we're talking about, well, Billy Lynn and his squad mates, his fellow squad members or soldiers, it's a noun, S-O-L-D-I-E-R is how we spell soldier. Soldier is basically someone who is in the army. If you walk around wearing green clothes, carrying a rifle, driving a tank or digging holes in the ground to fight other soldiers, you're in the army, you're a soldier. For example, the soldiers knew they would have to fight a battle the following morning.
Yeah, and now these soldiers are attempting to adjust to life back in the U.S. If you attempt something, I'll spell this verb, A-T-T-E-M-P-T, attempt, you are trying something. It basically means the same as try. For example, Matt attempted to finish all of his homework before 7 p.m. so he could watch a basketball game on TV. It's what he was trying to do. And these soldiers, they're trying to adjust to their life.
Yeah, to adjust to something, this phrasal verb basically means to make some changes, that's the adjust, in order to fit a certain type of new situation. It could be a new place, it could be a new job, it could be a new school. Whenever you go to a new school or a new job, at first you feel a little uncomfortable. You don't know everyone, everything's kind of new, you have to find your way around. That whole process is seeing you adjust to the new school, the new class, the new job. You're making little changes so that you feel comfortable, so that you fit in eventually. For example, it took the new students a few weeks to adjust to their new school.
Yeah, now this isn't easy for Billy Lynn and his friends. The article says, it's hard to do, meaning adjusting to life is hard to do when everything around them seems anything but ordinary. Now, we use this phrase anything but to mean not at all, okay? So the service in the restaurant was anything but efficient, means it wasn't at all efficient. Now, their situation, they think, these soldiers, they're in the US, but life is anything but ordinary, meaning it's not at all ordinary.
That's right. Ordinary is an adjective. It's spelled O-R-D-I-N-A-R-Y. It's very similar to words like normal, usual,
typical,
regular,
common,
typical,
yeah.
Things like that. So an ordinary day would see you getting up at the same time, going to school, talking to your friends, coming home, watching some TV, going to bed. That day when you got to go downtown and hang out with Beyonce for 3 hours, that was anything
not ordinary.
But ordinary. That was very strange. For example, Peter Parker was just an ordinary teenager before he became Spider-Man.
There we go.
And he wasn't ordinary.
Okay, now there's talk of a movie deal about the battle they've just been through.
Yeah.
So studios are saying, hey, we want to make a movie about what you went through, which I'm not sure if they'll like.
That's true. And here's something else that's not ordinary. They'll even be on the field during the halftime show of a big Thanksgiving Day football game.
Oh, there's always big football games on Thanksgiving, right?
Yep, there's tons of them.
Okay, now with the media constantly following them during their victory tour, so they're going around, they're seeing people are seeing them, that's their tour of victory.
Newspapers
and
TV stations
now,
are doing stories about
them. And the men struggle to deal with all this attention, all the cameras, all the news reports, and so they've got some problems with the media. Okay, media is spelled M-E-D-I-A, media, and we're using it to mean television, radio, newspapers, the internet, and all these types of things that report news. It's like a noun that describes this whole industry, basically, the media business. For example, the singer gave an interview with the media but refused to talk about her marriage. She said, okay, no questions. You guys in the media, you ask me about that and I'm gone.
Yeah, famous people have to deal with the media all the time.
And it's not always easy.
No, it's not always fun. And here's something else that's adding pressure to these soldiers. It says, what's more, or in addition, when the tour is over, they'll ship straight back to the war.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're not getting out of the
army. How horrible is that?
This is like a short holiday. They go to America. Everything's really strange.
Yeah.
And then they have to go back to the desert to fight.
Surely they can go, you've done enough. No?
They need soldiers.
Oh, dear. Those poor fellows. So these are all the kind of pressures that these guys are under, okay? And this is an actual movie.
Yes.
And you said it was a book as
well.
Yeah,
I just finished the book, actually, recently. Great book.
Excellent.
So I'm looking forward to the movie.
Okay, now we're going to talk a bit about the film here.
Okay.
It says the film comes packed with star power.
Okay.
Okay, starring Vin Diesel. Chris Tucker. Kristen Stewart. More.
Huh.
Okay, meaning more actors, more famous people.
Cool.
This surefire blockbuster is directed by the famous Ang Lee.
Wow!
There we go.
Lee from here in Taiwan.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
No wonder we say it's packed with stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if something is packed with something else, it's full of something else. For example, the bus was packed with people, so I got a taxi instead. There was no room for me on there, but I was in a hurry. The bus was packed with people. I got a taxi.
Must have been rush
hour. Now, we think this is going to be a surefire hit.
That's what it said. Surefire is a great adjective, and it's also a great shortcut for you for today. So let's find out more about it.
Yeah, it'll be a surefire way to learn about this English phrase.
Oh, you.
Shortcut for you.
What's on your face?
Oh, Miss, I'm just getting ready for a party tonight.
That's not how you actually look, though.
I know, but Brad's going to be at the party.
Brad?
Getting all dressed up like this is a surefire way of getting him to like me.
Fire? What fire? Where? Run!
Well, I don't expect Brad to go that crazy. You can calm down now. There's no fire.
Surefire actually means that something is certain to be successful.
Well, I'm sure glad that surefire means 一定会成功的。Hey, I have an idea.
What's that?
Why don't you just try to be yourself at the party instead?
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm. Trust me, being yourself is a surefire way to meet people that like you just the way you are.
Hi guys, welcome back. So as we learned, a surefire hit.
Mm-hmm.
Something is surefire, it's certain, it's sure, it's kind of guaranteed. Okay, we also saw that this is a surefire blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
A blockbuster is a film that's a big commercial success, meaning that it makes a lot of money, even if it's not that popular. Now these days, we can also use the phrase blockbuster to mean a movie that's had a lot of money spent on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're hoping it will make a lot of money back, but they've spent so much on it, it's basically got to be a blockbuster. For example, Marvel Studios has released a number of blockbusters based on its popular comic book heroes.
That's right. Big, expensive movies that hopefully, and I think most of them, made big money, too.
Money.
So there you go. Now, follow this dramatic story, or follow his, Billy Lynn's dramatic story, in theaters this November. Yeah, so you already have a sense of how dramatic it's going to be, all these different pressures on Billy and his fellow soldiers. Dramatic is an adjective. It's spelled D-R-A-M-A-T-I-C. It's the adjective form of the noun drama. When we're talking about drama, we're talking about especially a type of theater or a type of writing that involves big emotions, big feelings, people undergoing some kind of struggle. Big changes, too, of course. So if something is dramatic, it's very exciting, it's very impressive, it might be very emotional, it might cause you to cry at one point and cheer at one point and laugh with joy at another point, but it certainly isn't dull, it certainly isn't plain or ordinary, it's very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
There's big things happening here. For example, the new government promised to bring about dramatic changes.
Oh, they're going to be big.
Big changes.
Okay, so this movie sounds pretty good, but we can't keep talking about it because we're going to end the lesson here and go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question today is, what are some things that could help soldiers returning from war adjust to being home again?
Wow.
How could you make them kind of feel like after what they've been through, they're back home? I guess I would say if they want to talk about it, great, but if they don't ask them. Don't keep talking about it. Don't say things like, hey, what was it like over there?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. If they want to talk, they will talk. Just kind of treat them as if it's like there's nothing different, nothing has changed, and kind of let them get used to it, I would say.
That's very true. But also acknowledge that they might have changed.
Yes.
Things might have changed for them. They might have trouble adjusting. So don't expect them to come back and just be
the same guy they were before they went,
but you're right. Being sensitive, being kind, encouraging them to talk if they want to, encouraging them to stay in touch with fellow soldiers, because something that many soldiers say is that unless you've actually gone to war, even if you read lots of books or seen lots of movies, you don't really understand what it is. So I think keeping those ties with their fellow soldiers and being in sort of a friendly, helpful, and supportive community is the best thing. Because war is a pretty amazing and incredible and often terrible thing to go through.
Okay, well, those are some ideas from us. Have you guys got any? Have a chat about them. We're out of time for today. Thanks for watching. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. In Iraq, 19-year-old U.S. Army Private Billy Lynn and his fellow members of Bravo Squad were part of a fierce battle. Now, back on home soil, they're trying to get back to normal. Their struggle is the focus of the new movie, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. For the time being, Billy and the other soldiers are attempting to adjust to being back home in the U.S. It's hard to do when everything around themseems anything but ordinary. There's talk of a movie deal about the battle they've just been through. They'll even be on the field during the halftime show of a big Thanksgiving Day football game, with the media constantly following them during their victory tour, the men struggle to deal with all the attention. What's more, when the tour is over, they'll ship straight back to the war. The film comes packed with star power, starring Vin Diesel, Chris Tucker, Kristen Stewart, and more. This surefire blockbuster is directed by the famous An Lee. Follow his dramatic story in theaters this November.
Vocabulary Review. Fellow. My fellow group members and I spent all weekend finishing our science project. Soldier. The soldiers all prepared for the battle they were about to face. Attempt. The man attempted to run 5 kilometers, but had to stop after 3. Ordinary. That sounds like an ordinary problem that lots of people have. Media. What source of media do you get your news from? The newspaper or television? Dramatic. The show was very dramatic and had the people in the audience excited to see what would happen.